to everyone. So last week we left off with a question about, can I set my coffee machine on a Shabbos clock? I'll set it Erev Shabbos to go on Shabbos, and I'll have my coffee, nice brewed coffee, Shabbos morning. So let's back up a little. Let's say, what's the din if on Shabbos? Let's start with on Shabbos, then move to Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos, I want to take something which is already fully cooked. Take a kugel, take something which was which is already cooked, and I want to put it on a hot plate, which is right now off, and it's going to go on in an hour from now. Right now I have a hot plate in my kitchen. It's off right now, but I know it will go on in an hour from now. So can I put it on the hot plate before it goes on? Right. So if the hot plate's on already, so then to put a kugel from the fridge onto the hot plate, we cannot do. We need to have upside down pan on top of the hot plate to put it on top of the upside down pan. But let's say I have a blech on top of a stovetop, or I have a hot plate without anything covering it, and I want to put the kugel on before the Shabbos clock goes on. Or let's take a step further. I have something which is not cooked. Let's say I have something which is not cooked. Let's start off with that. I have something which was not cooked before Shabbos. It still needs more cooking. Or water which cooled off, which we paskin, that if it's considered cooled off, there's bishul on that. Can I put that on my hot plate on Shabbos before it goes on, then now it's going to go on? So the answer is, something which is not cooked, for me to put on the hot plate, even though right now there's no fire over there, is usser because of an issa drabbanan, at least the issa drabbanan. Possible that it's issa deraisa, but it's at least the issa drabbanan. The case the Gemara is talking about is where one person brings a pot of water, a second person brings wood, third person brings fire, and the fourth person comes and stirs the pot. The Gemara says they're all chayiv, they're all like on the issa. Like I said, at least the issa drabbanan, even the one that brought the pot to the place where there was no food on Shabbos, since this is a place where fire is going to come to this place, that would be awesome. So for me to take something which is not cooked, water which was cooled off, or food or salad that's not cooked, and put on the hot plate, knowing that the fire is going to go on, knowing that the Shabbos clock is going to put on this hot plate, that will be usher. If, let's say, it's fully cooked, let's go to the case of the kugel where it's fully cooked, or water which is still warm, and I'm putting it on this place where the fire is going to come to it. It's going to go on to keep it warm or to heat up the kugel on Shabbos. So that over here, to do this on Shabbos will be usher also. Because since at the time when I'm putting it on, it was cooled off. Actually not, I'm sorry. Let me make it clear. If it's not cooked, like we just said, if it's not cooked, or if it's liquid which was cooled off, that would be a problem. If it's fully cooked, or if it's liquid that's warm, to put it over there on Shabbos, this is a machlokes. This is machlokes between the Chazon Ish and the Hartzvi and the Prim Gadol Mishbru. What is the machlokes? When Chazal told us that it's also to do Chazara on Shabbos, when Chazal said that you cannot take something which was on the fire and put it back on the fire on Shabbos, except if you had das to return to the fire. But if I did not have das to put it back on the fire, right? So now I'm putting it for new on the fire. I'm taking my kugel out from the fridge and putting it on the fire. Why is that asr? So the Chazon Ish learned that the reason is because it's on the fire. It's in a matzav where it's being warmed up on Shabbos, even though it's fully cooked. But that alone, that you're allowing it to be warmed up on Shabbos, that is the isr of the sin al-chatchil of putting something on the fire. As opposed to the mashmais and the prim godim is, when the fire is there, putting it on the fire. It's the hanocha, it's the putting it there. Therefore, in this case, where I have something which is already cooked, or I have water which is warm, at the time when I'm putting it there, there's no fire over there, according to the Chazon Ish, there still will be a problem because the fire is going to go on. And on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to leave it on a fire that it's going to be getting warm. As opposed to the other shittas, the Artzvi, and the Shbrur, the Prim Godim, if I'm putting it there when there's no fire, even though the fire isn't gone afterwards, but since at the time when I put it there, there was no Bishul problem, there was no question of Bishul, and there's no question of the sin al chatchil of putting it in a place where it can get warmed up because right now there's no fire, so that would be mutter. Now, let's go back a step. How about if I do it Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, I take this water and I put it in the urn, in a hot water urn. I put water in, water which was, it's cold, it's not cooked, and I set the Shabbos clock that Shabbos morning it's going to go on to warm up the water. So is it better that, is there any harvach do I gain by the fact that I'm doing it Erev Shabbos or not? So the answer is that according to the Chaznish, this still will be a problem because on Shabbos, when this water is going to be getting heated up on the fire, I have responsibility to remove it from the fire. So it will not help me the fact that I put it on Erev Shabbos. But according to the other Shittas, that since I put it on before Shabbos, so even though I know a fire is going to come here and cook this water, there's no Issa Drabbanan that we started off with. The Issa Drabbanan of putting the pot of water in a place where a fire will come to it is Dafka on Shabbos. But if I put it there before Shabbos, I don't have that Issa Drabbanan. As the Issa of Chazara, since I put it there before there was any fire over there, so according to this sheet, there's no Issa Chazara. So therefore, it will come out that according to many sheets, if I will set up my coffee machine before Shabbos, I put the coffee in there, put the water in there, set on Shabbos clock that should go on Shabbos, it will be mutter to drink that coffee on Shabbos. In order to get out of the problem, if one wants to be chosh for the Chazon Ish, so what he would need to do is make somewhat of a blech, probably would help. Some person say that according to Chazon Ish, a blech would help, as if where the it's hard to make a blech in a coffee machine because where it's being cooked, how are you going to separate, put a foil in there? Probably won't work. So that would be a problem. But if you're not choshish for the Chazon Ish, so then it will come out that it's mutter on Erev Shabbos to set up the coffee machine so that it should go on Shabbos, warm up the water, and the coffee is being cooked on Shabbos since it was all done Erev Shabbos. Now, one more interesting case. If let's say I set up my did we speak about it? If I set up the hot plate and I forgot to plug it in. Let's start with this case. On Shabbos, I wake up in the morning, I see that the fuse blew and my hot plate is off. So now it comes out that my pot of cholent kugels are off the fire, because there's no fire over there. Can I now, it's still warm, maybe even hot, can I go knock on my neighbor's door and take this kugel and cholent and put it on his hot plate to keep it warm or not? It's fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, then it's not fully cooked, then we're running into a question of Bishul. Talking about where it's fully cooked. Why? What's the question? The question is that the halach is that if I take a pot off the fire, I need to have das to return to the fire. Or at least I need to hold on to it. I need to either hold on to it or have das to return to the fire. Over here, this was taken off the fire with no das to return it and no one's holding on to the pot. So is there a problem or not? So Rav Yashav held that there is a problem. However, Rav Shlem Zalman learned, and Rav Moshe Feinstein also, they both learned that the Tanai of Das is not a positive Das, that I need to have Das to put it back on. As long as I did not have Das to remove it, it's also considered like that it's still on the fire. Even though there's no fire over there, it's still considered like on fire. So according to Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlem Zalman, it would be mutter for me to knock on my neighbor's door and to put this food, as long as it's still warm, on his hot plate. If, let's say, I set the hot plate Erev Shabbos, cooked all the food, fully cooked, put it on the hot plate, set up, beautiful for Shabbos, and then I was planning on plugging in the hot plate right before Shabbos started, and I forgot to plug in it. Come home from shul Friday night, and I see, whoa, I forgot to plug in the plug. Can I now... Is there a problem with putting this on my neighbor's hot plate or not? The answer is the same. Rishon Zalman writes the same yesod. Since you planned on having this on the fire, you wanted it on the fire, even though, and it was on the fire before Shabbos when you were cooking, even though the hot plate was never plugged in, still will be mutter to take this because there was never das that you don't want it on the fire. You can move it to someone else's hot plate to keep it warm. Just end off with an interesting case. There was once a father told his son that to set up his hot plate with all the food and to plug it in, and the son set it up and he forgot to plug it in. They came home from shul and the kid sees the hot plate and goes running over to there and he plugs it in. So now the halacha is that if a child does something for you, even if it's issa d'rabbanan, but if he's doing it for you, it's also for you to be nana from it. So over here, the child went to plug in the hot plate to keep the food warm for you. So the question was, can we leave the food on the hot plate or not? So he went to Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Rosh Hashanah Zalman said he was doing it for himself. Because he was, why did he run to do it? He was scared he's going to get in trouble. So once he's doing it for himself, then we can be nana from it. Have a good Shabbos.